Another secret of charisma is empathy. Another part of empathy is compassion. We know that compassion creates friendship. Now, empathy falls under the section of empowering others. I love what Daniel Goleman said. He says, if your emotional abilities aren't in hand, if you don't have self-awareness, if you are not able to manage your distressing emotions, if you can't have empathy and have effective relationships, then no matter how smart you are not going to get very far. That is so true. What is the blind spot? Well, empathy versus sympathy. This is a skill that we never have really been taught. We have felt it and we have seen it in action, but most aren't sure how to implement it. We get so consumed with our world and our problems that we forget to learn how to really care about other people. These other people are the ones that are going to help us achieve our goals. Your blind spot is understanding that just because you can pretend to care about other people does not mean you are showing empathy. Charismatics have the ability to demonstrate sincere, genuine empathy. Another blind spot is thinking that sympathy is empathy. Yes, there is a difference. So what does the research show? Executives rated the skills expected of business leaders. The obvious ones, aptitude, responsibility, clarity, and self-confidence. But the qualities that most predicted high ratings for leadership effectiveness, what mattered most to their colleagues, were empathy and trustworthiness. Another one, for effective leadership, try empathy. Empathy and trustworthiness are the best predictors of overall effective leadership. Charismatic leaders have a strong tendency to display sensitivity toward people's needs and emotions. Leaders share followers' feelings in a way that creates an emotional bond between them. Leaders pay individualized attention to followers, respond to their needs, and encourage their personal development. Last one, charismatic leaders respect followers and are concerned about their feelings and needs. So let's get into it. The word empathy has both Latin and Greek roots. The two parts of the word empathy mean to see through and the eye of the other. The ability to see through the eye of another creates long-term charisma. When people know that you can see what they see, feel what they feel, and hurt when they hurt, then they'll be willing to be influenced by you. Empathy is more than being aware of others' emotions and feelings. You have the ability to acknowledge and identify the inner state and well-being of another person. You can feel what they feel. You know what emotion they are experiencing and how they would make you feel. It enables you to understand their attitudes, beliefs, and fears, and you have entered their world as they know it. Empathy builds trust and respect. Long-term charisma and leadership is based on empathy. They have the ability to pick up the subtle clues and the nonverbal signals indicating what's really happening inside. Empathy is not sympathy. Empathy is putting on the shoes and walking around. Sympathy is relating to them. What is it like to have shoes that hurt, don't fit, or maybe not even having a pair of shoes? Learn how emotions work. Practice reading people and using sincere empathy. It is very difficult to learn from a book. We live in a very self-absorbed world, and being empathetic is contrary to almost everything you've learned from society. Most people are not naturally empathetic. We have learned to be selfish and self-centered. When you are around most people, they don't think you are empathetic because you don't take the time or energy to find out what they are feeling or what really concerns them. Empathy is identifying with and understanding someone else's situations, feelings, concerns in a realistic, sincere way. When you accept the whole person unconditionally, you create empathy. You are able to accept their strengths and triumphs along with their weaknesses, failures, doubts, and fears. When you develop empathy, it helps you feel better as a person and actually increases your happiness. We have all heard to put others first, but there are very few people that actually can do it. The people that can put others first are charismatic leaders. They have people around them that would do anything for them. Empathy would also increase your personal satisfaction and increase your productivity. Did you catch that? You are helping yourself while you're helping others and increasing your charisma. So how do we apply this? There are ways to start implementing empathy in your daily contacts and conversation. It does take some practice and evaluation. After every encounter, ask yourself, what did you do well and what could you do better next time? Try these steps to increase your empathy. Mentally prepare yourself to hear the message. Listen with your ears, heart, and mind. Read their body language. Evaluate the true message sent. Acknowledge the feelings and emotions being displayed. Practice taking on their perspective and respond with empathy. Who's the great example? Nelson Mandela. He was the former president of South Africa. He showed that he truly cared and was always following his values and principles. He knew the importance and power of empathy. He said, "The best way to know a person is to walk a mile in their shoes." He spent 27 years in prison for his beliefs, and many people wanted him to take out revenge on the powers that imprisoned him. He wanted to make it right, but did not want retaliation or create more victims. He united a divided country using his example, his empathy, and his patience. He taught people to go for understanding. The key. Sure, empathy takes effort, but it's well worth every moment until you perfect this skill. You'll be more trustworthy, empathetic, and charismatic. It also increases productivity and inspires commitment. Our rushed modern life does not cultivate the mindset or skills of empathy. You need to look for opportunities to develop empathy. Just start off by asking yourself two questions during the conversation. How would I feel if I were that person? Or, why is that person feeling this way? Practice this. Find one person you can demonstrate empathy and show them that you truly care.